Bava Kama, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah will deal with the number of cases where there is reason to believe that one would not pay Arba V'Chamisha, 4 and 5 penalty. However, in reality, in all of these cases, one would pay, despite what one might think. The Mishnah begins, Ganav Al Pishnayim, the person stole based on the testimony of two witnesses who saw him steal. V'tavach u'machar al pihem, and then he either slaughters the shoroseh or he sells the shoroseh based on their say-so of those same two witnesses. O al pishnayim achirim, or even if the tvich and the mechira, the shechting and the sale or the sale happens based on the statement of two other witnesses, not the original two who saw him steal, we still pay mishalim tashlumi arba v'chamisha. He still pays 4 or 5 penalty. The question is, why would one think that one would not pay the 4 or 5 penalties? So the Gemara explains that since the Torah says, Al pishnayim edim yakum davar, based on the testimony of two witnesses, we establish a thing. Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara makes a drasha, davar velo chatzi davar. It has to be that the witnesses gave testimony about the entire item, not about half of an item. Now, we might have thought, since two witnesses gave testimony about the stealing, and then the two other witnesses give testimony about the tevicha and the mechira, about the slaughtering and the selling, we might have thought that's called chatzi davar, like it's only half of an item. So since the people who are giving the testimony about the shechting really can't accomplish anything without the testimony of the witnesses who saw the theft. But despite that, since we say that the Ede Geneva, those who gave testimony about the theft itself, don't need the witnesses who do the shechting, they're able to obligate the person in Kefel without that. So also the Edus, the testimony about the slaughtering or the selling, is also not considered to be Chatzi Davar. It's not a problem. It's considered a valid Edus, and therefore they would pay Tashlumei Arba V'Chamisha, 4 and 5. Next case in the Mishnah is Ganav Umachar B'Shabbos. If somebody steals and sells the item, sells the shoroseh on Shabbos, and on Shabbos there's no violation of Shabbos by selling it, at least min haTorah, and therefore there's no Chiyav Misa. If there would be a Chiyav Misa, that would pater the thief from having to pay the penalty because of the chi of misa, because of the idea of kimle b'drabi minei. But since the sale on Shabbos is not a violation of Shabbos min haTorah, therefore he still has to pay arba v'chamisha. Or ganav umachal avodah zara, if he stole this animal and he sells it, but he sells it to avodah zara, again there's no shechita, there's no chi of misa. Or ganav v'tavach b'yom kippurim, or if he steals it and then he shechts it on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, there's also not a chi of misa. Even for shechita, it is a chi of kares, which involves a lav and involves malchus. And there is a principle that if a person does not receive malchus and also pay a monetary penalty, so in which case, so really, why is that? Why would they pay arba v'chamisha? We have to say that this case in the Mishnah is discussing a case where there was no hasra, there was no warning given to the person for shechting it on Yom Kippur, and therefore he would not receive malchus. He's not going to receive malchus in practical terms. Therefore, he would not be potter from the chi of mammon. He would not be potter, and he would have to pay the penalty despite the fact that it's a chi of kari, since there's no actual malchus involved. The next case in the Mishnah, Ganav Mishal Aviv, if someone steals from his father, V'tavach U'machar, and then he either shechts it or he sells it, V'achar Kach Meis Aviv, and then his father dies, after the Tvich Mechira, we're going to see that he has to pay Arba V'Chamisha, and this is in distinction to a case we'll have later, in a couple of Mishnayos from now, when he actually does the Tvich Mechira after his father has died, and then he is at least a part owner in the animal. Therefore, the case will be different. But right here, we're talking about where he did the Tvicha Mechira in his father's lifetime, and only afterwards his father dies. Ganav v'tavach v'achakach hikdish, if he does, he steals it, and then he does shechita, and then afterwards he's makdish the animal, or the remains of the animal, all of these cases, Mishalim Tashlume Arba V'Chamisha, he would pay 4 and 5 because when he did the Tvicha, it was not yet Hekdesh in this last case. Gana V'Tavach L'Refua O L'Chlovim. Let's say a person steals a animal and he shechts it for the purposes of Refua, for medicinal purposes, O L'Chlovim, or to be fed to dogs. Or Hashochet V'Nimtze Trefa, or he shechts the animal and it turns out to be a Trefa. Or hashochet chulin bazar, or he shechts chulin bazar. Chulin bazar means person's only allowed to shecht a carbon in the azar in the base of Mikdash. If he shechts something which is not a carbon, something that is not hegdesh for a carbon, it becomes aser bahana. In all these cases, mishalim tashlume arba v'chamisha, he would still pay 4 and 5. In the case of shechting the animal for medicinal purposes or for a dog, even though it's not for eating purposes, despite that, the fact that it is, it's still a good proper shechita, and therefore a person is chayav. In the next two cases, when it turns out to be a trefa or it's chulin bazar, in both of those cases, it's not permitted to eat it, but still the shechita is considered a proper shechita, even though it cannot be eaten, and therefore a person is chayav arba v'chamisha. However, the Mishnah concludes, Rabbi Shimon poter v'shnei elu, Rabbi Shimon said in the last two cases, the Trefa case and the Chulin Bazara case, in which case that it's not able to be eaten. Since it's not able to be eaten, Rabbi Shimon says that's a Shechita She'ena Ru'uya, that's a Shechita that's not appropriate, it's not Machshir the Behemoth to be eaten, and therefore it's not considered to be a Shechita, even for the purposes of the Chiyuv of paying 4 and 5.